capuchin bird, or capuchin, that was display signals of 5 to 10 calling males. Promiscuous males. This track's called Lost Angels.
Verschmieren, bloß nicht direkt. Viel zu verlieren, das ist was schreckt. Hinein, hinaus, so schallt es aus dem Wald.
the infamous Shawmut Forest. Little 7-inch I've long had on the shelf. Surprisingly, I whip it about. Whip it out. About every year or so. And I've had the thing for, oh my god, about 12 years. There's a drawing of a moose on the second side of that 7-inch. And the second side, I've had a lot of pleasure playing it both 33 and 45. Which is not dissimilar to the joy I've had with this Pig Bag 7-inch. Something tells me I'm not going to be whipping this one out every year. But that may be because the track indexes make no sense at all. You flip through this Outer Bus booklet, and it's got like markers for like, oh, number one is these guys, number three is these guys, number five is these guys, number seven is these guys. And then you look at the back of the booklet, and it's got four track listings, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then you slap the CD in and it's got 5 tracks. Oh, but number four and five are similar. You know, I always thought it was Philip Samartzis who I was really jangling on that Ralph Lunding Philip Samartzis picture disc type thing by Goody Pal. I'm wondering if maybe I picked the wrong name. Maybe I just was attracted to Samartzis. You know, all the A's. And the I's. Of course, the Z. But maybe it was Lunding I should have been going for the whole time. There's a real easy way to dispel any bad friendships, by the way. We'll be right back. What you do is you pop the old limited edition Faust 7-inch on the platter. And then you wait for the Faust section to end and let an astonishing 4-minute Keith Rowe track take sway. One real nice thing about that 7-inch, besides the beautiful etching that's all over one side of it, is that it says, do not pay any money for this. Let me flip it over, see exactly how it's worded. Please do not pay any money for it. This is record number one in an edition of 250. I don't know... I mean, I know where I got this thing. It was at the Table of the Elements action. But... Oh, it also says, this free record is for everyone who supported our live events in London, Manchester, New York City, Hartford, and Chicago during February and June 1995. Impossible without... Andrew Spear, AMM, Chris Cutler, RER, LMC, J, Sunshine, Tote. Okay, maybe I didn't get this at the 94 Table of the Elements thing. I must have gotten it at something in Chicago. I was definitely in Chicago in 94 and 95 and would have been intrigued. I don't know what this means, though. This is record number one in an edition of 250. I don't think there is 250 releases, but I have a real hard time imagining that somehow I ended up with number one in the 250 release of free 7-inch pool. Who knows? Anyway, Richard Youngs is also on there. He has a real nice bit. Tony Conrad has What You'd Expect, and Jim O'Rourke has... something that's pretty good for him in my eyes. I'm a fair weather Jim O'Rourke fan, as it turns out. After that gorgeous Keith Rowe stuff, I was like, well, gotta hear some Paul Ovens now. I'm gonna try the short track, Just Now 8. Off of this 2-CD Joel Leandre Leo set. And this is with Joel, Lovin, Sebi Tramontana. Sebi plays trombone, Joel on bass, of course, Lovin's on percussion, and Carlos Zingaro on violin. Now, I saw the trio of Lovin, Zingaro, and Leandre in 2001, I believe. This thing was recorded live in 2005, April 30th, at the Palais des Congrès. Oh, let's just listen to it. Nice. Man, I love those tinny little creeps up that Paul does. Real thin little crispy tin things. So tense. It gives everything such a fuse. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.